Please be sure you have a card that you've put in the box under the balloons. Mr. Eggstar, would you call the names, please?
Yes. We have 42 cards on the
42 box. Cards, okay. So we'll be able to take approximately 20 of those cards during this period of time, and the rest of the members will be heard under agenda item O, which is at toward the end of the meeting. Okay, go ahead, Mr. Eggstar, the first 10.
George Holland, Jim Mordecai, Jamal Ahmed, Clifton Cooper, Bill Patterson, Oscar Wright, Cynthia Adams, Cheryl Moore, Doris Lindbrook, Beverly Johnson, Gwen Burgess, Amon Danielle, sorry, I can't quite make it out, Blanco Lewis, Randy Henry, Velisca Gutierrez, Kermit Bayless, Ben Tarscott, Cephas Johnson, Rebecca Ruiz, and Raven Justice.
Okay, thank you. And you can come up in the order that where your name was called. I believe, would you remind us again the first speaker, Mr. Strong?
George Holland. Okay.
And it's 2 minutes per speaker, Mr. Strong.
Yeah, I'm George Holland, president of the Oakland branch of NAACP. In investigating those problems which exist in this district, I'm an attorney and I had a very, very difficult time understanding all the problems that existed. Now, we did try to address those problems on the high school level. However, there are problems on the kindergarten, elementary, middle school level that also need to be addressed. I'm very, very concerned that I don't think we need to spend much more time studying things. I think we have to spend more time implementing things. So it would be my suggestion, my hope and my wish that this district, and I think everybody knows, you know, Ray Charles can see what's wrong with the school district. It's a mystery. But we don't seem to want to solve the problems. You know, and I don't know the difference between a charter school and a school within a school and all those kind of technology things that have been apparently used to try to make it seem that things are being done. But the only thing that a parent really wants is a good basic education for their child. And we need to start to spend time doing that. And that's the school board's responsibility. So I came here to address that issue, but then I get here and I find that the issue of the new chief of the police department is also something of concern. This board has a lot of responsibility. So you can't make bad choices. You know, we need to try to protect our schools and make our schools safe, and we have to have the kind of police officers that we can rely on to protect and serve as the model that they use. So these are the kind of things that we need to pay attention to. You know, everybody can see what the problems are. So let's not make them more complicated. Let's see, again, as you said, board member, let's see what the superintendent can say in terms of what's good about the open schools? Why should your child go to open schools? Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good afternoon. My name is Cheryl Moore. I am the second vice president of the NAACP, Oakland native, and very concerned about the Oakland public schools, black students in particular. Black students are dropping out of Oakland High School at an alarming rate. Black students are most likely to perform at a lower academic level than their peers. Black students as a collective group have comparatively low GPAs. Black students are still disciplined and suspended disproportionately higher than other groups. Black students receive instruction from either inexperienced teachers or burned out teachers disproportionately. Black students are less likely than other students to be enrolled in college preparatory courses. Black students experience vastly low matriculation rates to a four-year college university as compared to other ethnic groups. Those are some things that we need to do, and we must minimally demand that the school board adhere to the 1998 agreement negotiation with the U.S. Department of Education Office of Civil Rights, that they must demand greater teacher and counselor accountability, creation of a community review board for teachers with definite powers, who receive high level of complaints from parents and teachers, staff more schools, libraries, the elimination of de facto school site dumping of burnout teachers at McClymont High School, the improvement of hiring process of diverse qualified teachers, counselors, and administrators, and elimination of social promotion process of passing students on to the next grade who do not have a minimum of 2.0 GPA. Thank you. Those are our concerns. We'd like for you to address them, and specifically to black students. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
Good evening. I'm Clifton Hoover, first vice president of the Oakland Branch NAACP. You heard several concerns expressed by our president, George Holland, and our second vice president, Cheryl Moore. As Mr. Holland has indicated, we're looking for implementation of programs of what's been already determined. There's one thing that is in the Volunteer Resolution Plan of 1998 that seemed to have fallen by the wayside. I'd like to also emphasize, like Mr. Ahmed indicated, that is that we be placed on the agenda to present our presentation at the next school board meeting. I'll relinquish my time, but hopefully that the emphasis will be on implementation, because our black youth are suffering tremendously.
Thank you very much.
President Lee and members of the board, I'm Bill Patterson. I'm on the executive committee of the Oakland Branch. Many of you know that I served three terms as president of the Oakland Branch. Many of the problems that we are now encountering and talking about, we had back in the 90s when I was president, and we resolved many of them. Now we're back here again, because we've gone out into the schools, we've taken a look at some of the things that are going on that we feel can be vastly improved. One of the things that strikes me, and I'm so happy that Ken Tapscott is here tonight, because some of you know, back in the day, we made our youngsters who played basketball achieve a minimum of a C average. I want to just tell you how we set the table. Sports were important, but they were only secondarily important. The major thing was educating those youngsters who played. And we sent them to colleges and universities all over America. I want to see that continue and repeat itself. And in some cases, it's happening now. But we have got to get our house in order, and underperforming schools have to be looked at to make sure that they come up to the standard. And teacher assignments and performance have to be a must. Library staffing, that's been talked about. Counselors, all the things and ingredients that you need to make the system run. I wanted to say that. And what I was talking about before is this elimination of the process of passing students to the next grade who do not have a minimum of at least 2.0 grade point. These are important things. I want to make sure that we have time for our presentation at your next meeting, because we have a good one outlined. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. How's everyone doing? I'm Miranda Henry, the NAACP Oakland Minor Youth President. It is a pleasure to be speaking before you all. With that being said, I'm requesting that you all, the board members, give us 20 minutes to show our video presentation on September 14th at you guys' next school board meeting. One thing I will be speaking on is having more libraries at the schools. It's very important to have them because it's a place where students get all their work done, projects, and etc. And for many students in the Oakland Unified School District, it's the only place where they have to do those many things. And also for everything to work, it's the one thing for us to have, the libraries. And in closing, I would like you guys to consider not closing them, because it's a safe haven for many students to continue their education. Thank you.
I'm on the executive board of the NAACP. I just wanted to know what happened to all our counselors in the public, Oakland Public School, because I took one of our youth down to Tuskegee, and he didn't have most of his scholarships. But one of the counselors all told me he had a 3.58 grade point average, and he should have had a academic scholarship. And I asked him about that. I asked him, did his counselor help him? And he told me no. So he lost out on a scholarship that he could have had if he had a counselor to help him prepare to go to college. And we need to rectify that situation.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Raven Justice, and I'm here on behalf of my son, Raymond Justice, who was murdered, coming from Oakland High. We're here to talk about a 17-year-old kid getting shot in his back, not enough security, blocked from my house, and died in my arms. But I also want to talk about all the young people that are not getting properly educated out here. That's why I got a company called Justice for Our Youth. We got to do a better job here in Oakland. I've been all over the world. I ain't falling off. I've never seen anything like Oakland, California. We got to step up to the plate and help these kids that are going through it on a third grade level, going to the next grade, and they get out, they can't pass a test to get a job. So we got to step up to the plate for our youth, just like we have to step up for our country here. Yeah. So the only thing I want to say is that if everybody love our kids like we love our kids, they help our kids. Thank y'all very much.
Demetria Cooper, I'm the legal grievance chair for the Oakland NAACP. I am an attorney. I am concerned about the Oakland schools. I went to Corrales Elementary School, Claremont Middle School. I have a friend who's now a parent of a school who attends Oakland Public Schools, and we're here because we're concerned. There's no reason when I go help one of my friends who teaches at McClellan High in the high school, the multiplication timetable chart is on the desk because the students don't even remember how to multiply, something you're supposed to learn in third and fourth grade. That's terrible. That's terrible. In this country, you can't make it without an education. You just can't. So if we're failing our students, we're just going to doom them for failure. And that's what we're doing now if we're not taking action to make sure they're getting the education they need to be successful. All the children who don't make it in Oakland Public Schools are all going to be doomed for failure because we're not supporting them and helping them get to where they need to be. So I'm requesting that the Oakland School Board here listen to our video on September 14th for 20 minutes. We do have a good presentation, and I'm asking that you take action to make sure that these children have a chance in this life. It's already hard enough.
Oscar Wright. When Herbert Hoover was elected president, confronted with the issue of his position on the education of Negro children at that time, his response was, through freedom and universal education, we provide the training for the runners. We give to them an equal start. Through government, we provide the rubber bands of fairness in the game. The time for justice has now come, and I believe that no force can hold it back. In the eyes of God and man, it is right that it should come. When it does, that day will brighten the lives of every American. Let's get the show going.
Good evening. evening. My name is Sheila Paul, but the community knows me as Kat. And normally when I stand before you, I'm standing here talking about educational equity for our black and brown students. Today I'm here because on January 20th, 2011, Sergeants Bach and Belusa shot and murdered Raheem Brown as he sat in his car. He posed no threat to those officers. They shot him 2 times in his head, 2 times in his shoulders, and once in his chest, but you know that. You know that because his mother is here every single school board meeting holding a poster board with her son's guts falling out. And my question is to you, how could you in good conscience then promote the man responsible for murdering that child to interim police? How do we then feel safe sending our babies to schools? And how do we then talk about having an African-American boys initiative in our schools when our African-American boys are being murdered by the very people that say they're supposed to protect and serve them? There's an epidemic of police brutality in this community. An epidemic. And granted, the school district and the school board can't deal with all of that. But as we all know, if we're going to get these schools in order and we're going to get our babies saved and educated and successful, this has to be a full community effort. And if we can't depend on you to protect and stand up for our children, who do we turn to? Who is going to stand up and protect our babies? My baby's going to the Manzanita Seed. She's going to the Manzanita Seed. And not right now, she's not a target, but I fear for her. I understand that this police officer wronged her campus. And the mentality of this man is that he can shoot and kill unarmed. A screwdriver is not a weapon, I'm sorry. Shoot and kill an unarmed black man. Then what venom is he feeding into the hearts and minds of the people that he is supposed to command? So I heard you, Superintendent Smith, when you said another announcement is going to come soon. Now. It has to happen now. We were here 2 weeks ago asking for him to be terminated. Less than 2 weeks later, he's interim police chief. These are our schools. Our voices have to matter. And we have to be able to count on you to stand with us and protect our babies. Thank you.
Allow the rest of the speakers to speak. Yes. Any of them are talk speaking on this and other issues. Thank you.
Justice for Raheem Brown now!
Woo! I'm Coach Ben Tapscott. I worked at McClimas High School for 16 years. We produced 2 championships. We sent students to every college, every Pac-8 school except Stanford. They had to maintain an excellence to get on the team. What I have witnessed this board allowing to happen to West Oakland is disgraceful. I have watched that school slowly start to dry up and die. How can you, the board, eliminate the only 2 feeder schools that we had going into McClimans? You took Hoover away and made it an elementary school. You took Lowell away and made it a charter school. There had to be another place besides Lowell that you could have placed the charter school. So it's no wonder that the enrollment is going down because you cut the lifeblood out of the school. The people in West Oakland, the students in West Oakland, deserve better. You have not to just give them lip service. You need resources in that school. You need better teachers in that school. You need a core curriculum in that school. You need to match their curriculum with the Hill School. Do we offer the same thing at McClimans as Skyline, Tech, and Oakland High offer to their students? West Oakland is part of Oakland. McClimans High School, the School of Champions, is part of the Oakland Public School System. You have to put resources in and not keep taking things out. The school is dying because you, the board, have not taken the necessary steps to give it life and breath. The people in West Oakland, the black and brown community, deserves more from this board than I've seen over a long time. We deserve better from you.
We do. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Hi, Hi, my name is Rebecca Ruiz-Lichter, and I just wanted to express my outrage that the board would even consider promoting Brat, especially since exactly 2 weeks ago we were here asking for him to be fired. He shot this young man just out of his teens, not much older than the youth in the Oakland Unified School District. He shot him after calling him the same racial epithet that you have demoted this other police chief resigned for. So I'm really shocked and disturbed, but you already know this because Lori's here every week, and this is common knowledge, you know? It's all over the paper. So instead, I wanted to speak to Ms. Montoya, Isabel. Hi. We're really interested in getting the police to not have guns in Oakland schools. We don't see any need for it. And we'd like to maybe work with you and the youth that you're working with and collaborate on how we can organize that to happen, because it seems to me that we can't depend on this board to protect our youth. So I'd like to give you my cell phone number. Can you write it down? Okay. It's 415-902-2794. And you can call me or you can text me. I know that. So, Rebecca. All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We can make sure that they're queued up.
And Will. Orlando Johnson. Ethan Jones. Emily Macy. Corey Gibson. David Manlock. And Jabari Shaw.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
Good evening. My name is Talia Taylor, and I'm here on behalf of Youth Together. I would like to thank you for acknowledging the beautiful cleanup of the schools. However, I also want to make a point that what I'm personally interested in is a change of culture within the schools, and hiring and promoting a police officer who is a murderer does very little to change the school into a culture of peace and a culture of love, which is what Tony Smith, superintendent, agreed to on December 16, 2009 in a resolution which states the Board of Education resolves to launch a district-wide 3-year restorative justice initiative. And as part of this initiative, we all agreed to promote a district-wide culture of caring which serves the whole child, both on social, emotional, and intellectual development, meaningful inclusions of students, parents, teachers, administrators, and there's more. I have copies of this so that we're all aware and informed as to who we need to be holding accountable and as to how we can be taking steps to hold these people accountable and continue to go back to our communities and educate the people in our communities who aren't aware of what's going on right now. So that's mainly what I wanted to say, that we know, we remember this resolution, and we want to hold everybody accountable, especially you, since you personally agreed to this, and really make sure that the decisions that we are all a part of are working towards this, because hiring a murderer to police our youth and keeping them armed is not conducive to a culture of caring at all.
Good evening. My name is Ann Wiles, and I'm a mother of a former Oakland Unified School District parent, and I have two sons who both have taught in Oakland. One is still teaching in the Oakland Unified School District. And I've been here before after Lori Davis' son, Joaquin Brown, was murdered, and it is a murder because when you intentionally kill someone, and you don't have to do that in terms of self-defense, it is murder. This man was killed sitting in a car with his friend. The police officers came to one loose on one side and bat on the other, and within a few minutes, after using these racial epithets, killed over the lap of the young woman he was with, killed Joaquin Brown Jr. And it is a crime. It is an incredible crime. And I know you guys have lawyers, and I'm a lawyer. I know you have a liability issue, so you don't want to say anything, but you guys have taken no initiative to put these people on administrative leave, to fire them, to get the Allegheny County District Attorney to prosecute them, do an independent investigation of what happened. And you, Mr. Smith, Superintendent Smith, you are responsible for this police department. Right. You did not check Cerna. Cerna had a bad record before he came to Oakland. I don't know if you were a superintendent, you know, before he came. You should have checked him. He got drunk in Sacramento. He was had a DUI. He has a bad record at OPD. And you didn't check. You don't have, your judgment is an issue running this whole district. Right. Your judgment in keeping the mayor. Keeping the mayor. Wanting to revealed. In fact, I hear that, you know, when we went to that golf course, $150 a day was actually paid for by OUC. You know, but in terms of then your judgment, and this is the worst scandalous judgment yet, to then appoint the shooter of Rocking Brown Jr. to be the acting chief of OUSD, and there is a lot of studies, and I think Jerome, a lot of people know, between the violence in our communities, the violence that the police forces commit in our communities, and the violence of the community against itself and within itself. And then to have this chief, you know, this acting chief, be a shooter. What a role model for our young people, particularly young black and brown males and women who are in our schools. I mean, I
thank you very much. We have many speakers tonight.
My name is Orlando Johnson. I'm a community activist. I'm a part of the Green Party. I'm a member of the Community Action Network. I ran for mayor of Oakland in 2010 and also became a campaign manager. I understand the political process of which I'm going through, but as I speak for the people that's from the hood, that's in the neighborhood, we know that y'all cannot solve it. So it's going to be for us to come up with a coalition to start educating our own kids, being here for our kids. I believe we need to police our own people. Y'all cannot do nothing for it in this 2-second soundbite. It's number of policies and legislation. It's not against the Oakland Police Department. It's the union. The school board do not have the power to go against the union. So that leaves the chief vulnerable. So that leaves us as the community to go through the brunt. We have powerful people around here. We have powerful information and powerful resources. And by us speaking here tonight, we knowing in our heart that y'all not going to do nothing about it. The NAACP is here. They want to bring a proposal. They want to bring resources and bring it to the African-American community. And by you being a person up there that's having a voice, that's having a say-so, we knowing that if your colleagues don't go against you and y'all don't have a straight vote that have, we as a community is not going to have none. So I speak on behalf of the community and people that's going to school this year. Y'all doesn't have enough money to fund all these kids, but y'all have money to fund the police officer. Each money that you fund the police officer, fund the kids is helping us get our education. We know it's an economic, it's a crisis going on in that neighborhood. We know a lot of kids not going to go to school because it's 7 districts and with all the games that's going on in the school district. So as I speak again, as a community leader, as a strong African-American, and as a black man out here, we need to educate ourselves. Y'all need to let the Jim Crow law go and stop brainwashing our kids with these false dreams and these false hopes. They don't go to school. They got to go to learn. And y'all not getting us enough resources to learn. So my instance is, man, let's stop playing with these people. Quit the BS, man. Be honest with these people.
Do it.
Put God first. Raymond Justice was a young man that got killed. And I'm speaking on behalf of him. You for our justice.
Thank you very much.
Jones, and I'm here representing the educational justice for our youth as well as the NAACP's offer to present a presentation to you on September 14th. I'm a grandmother, a community activist. I know quite a few people in the room, and I'm here to say that we need to look at how we're educating our children. Superintendent Tony Smith, you did speak about the violence in Oakland. It is violent because these children don't have anything to do in Oakland. Education is not important because they see that you don't care about the education that they're receiving, because they need mentors in these schools that represent who they are. Our black and brown students are being set up for prisons. They're building prisons every day. We need to be building colleges for our students. We need to be focusing on the things that they are interested in, encouraging them. I understand that we have an African-American initiative for young men. You started with the young men, but who's watching our older students, the middle schools and the high schools? They need mentors as well. they can be recruited very easily for gang. We don't need that. We need educational justice for our youth. And we want you to pay attention to what the NAACP has offered for you and really work to make changes in this community. It is very important because I'm a grandmother with two middle school twins, and I want them to have the best education they can possibly have here. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
My name is Corey Gibson, and I represent this city of every person in this room who wants and seeks justice, not only for those who have not received it, Oscar Grant, Raheem Brown, but for these young people that you see right here, right now. And also, I just want to ask you, when you look at me, what do you see? Do you see just another nigga on the street? Or do you see a potential community leader? Do you see a potential city councilman? Do you see a potential mayor? Do you feel that these brothers out here are hurt? Do you feel that there is no real resources being given to the people? Matter of fact, nothing is given in this world. Everything has been taken from us already. So why can't we get what we deserve, which is true justice? And, you know, I just want to get into this. The missing piece of the puzzle is the integration of African culture, language, and overstanding the vitality it brings to the descendants of Africans. Not to say there is none, but to my knowledge, there are few to none institutes of higher learning supporting, embracing, teaching African children what is natural to their nature. With the budget we do have, hire teachers who speak or have adopted a native language of our natural origin and continent. In place of school police, hire individuals, leaders in our communities, or in place of them, peer mentors like myself who are from these streets to work with these young brothers in these schools, these young sisters in these schools. We need to actually motivate, inspire, and encourage them to complete their scholastic endeavors. Most importantly, if it ain't my generation or if it's not my generation who receives these services, make sure that you guys have it in place for my children and the generations to come after them. All right.
How y'all doing? My name is Jabari Shaw. I'm a Laney student and a member of the Black Student Union at Laney, a major in history. And it's funny that I look at history and, you know, for a Klansman to move up, he would have to kill a black man, you know. And this is just what happened, you know. It's some sacrificial stuff going on with these organizations, man, that you could kill a brother and you could get promoted. The same thing happened with Patrick Gonzalez. You know, he shot a brother, he got promoted. It is going on all over. We need to disband the school police, not just disarm them, disband them. There's no reason for them to be on our school campuses. I know kids that don't go to school because the police are at their school. So police being there is creating truancy. You know, my son, I tried to bring him here to this thing, and he stood out there and cried down the street across the block saying he couldn't come over here because the police was there. And it hurts, man, it hurts. We've been trying for 2 years to get into these schools and do a shadow program through the BSU to help uplift our people. We can't get up in there. You need to have us in there, not the police. You save money. You can save money. You can save programs. Stop shutting these schools down. Please. You know, I can't barely think of half of the stuff that I wrote, man. Police are way too overpaid. There's no reason to have police in our schools. You know, you're taking our third grade reading scores and building penitentiaries, and you're just getting us ready for a police state. And then for you to kill a brother and allow him to kill a brother and steady work. For me to see him at my six-year-old son's school, the officer that shot this brother, and then you promote the other one, man, it's intolerable, man. Like I said the last time, man, we want some justice. We need some justice here today, now. Yeah.
Wait, just a second. I want to make sure people get queued up in case they start.
Okay, we have Anita Wills, Lori Davis, Deborah Carpenter, Joel Shore, Ether Jones, Orlando Johnson, Tracy Bell Morton, Jahi, I can't pronounce the last name, C-L-E-A, Clearfield, Toussaint Dubois, Jasmine Hudson, Jeremy Miller, Craig Gordon, Eddie Olson Jones.
Okay, thank you. And just to let everybody know, we have about 15 minutes left.
You started at 5:38, just so you know, 45 minutes.
My name is Emily Macy. I'm a teacher at Oakland High School here in Oakland Unified. I've spoken before the board multiple times before. I'm looking forward to the day when I'm invited to come down here and speak about something positive that's happening in our schools and in our communities. But I keep finding myself here to talk about the negative. And tonight I'm here to talk to you about the police violence that I see regularly, both in my community and in our schools. The police violence that I hear about regularly from my students. Literally not a day goes by that I don't hear some student make a disparaging remark or share a horrific story about how they've been harassed by the police. And this leaves us wondering why the police wonder still why the youth hate them, and why authority figures why they can't get youth to trust them in our schools. But the question has to be turned back that what do the police, or any of you who are sitting on this board, or even authority figures in our schools, what do we do to gain their love or trust? For example, with Raheem Brown, well, first of all, you bring police into our schools. We have a school officer assigned to my school. When police officers do things like murder a 20-year-old man, you do nothing to bring them to accountability. And then you have the nerve to promote the murderer to the ultimate position of power in the school police system.
Great message.
We all have to ask, how is that building love or trust? How is that building our community-based schools that I spent an entire professional development at my school district, school site today, talking about, which Dr. Smith, as you know, is both part of your initiative. My school is a community-based school. We have our wellness center. We have places for youth to come. But how can there ever be a sense of love or trust when they have to worry about the man in the blue walking down the hall carrying the gun, that if they do something that might be considered disrespectful, that they'll be shot for what they've done? We were here 2 weeks ago. We're here again tonight. We can see in your faces that you want us to just go away. It's really disappointing and it's hurtful. I don't have any children of my own, but it's hurtful to sit there and see you be so impassionate about the loss of someone's child, the loss of someone's brother, the loss of a community member. You said that you need to rethink the promotion of Officer Bott, and not just rethink, but redo. Change, please. Until then, we will not go away. We will be here, meeting after meeting after meeting, demanding that Officer Bott not be actually in the system at all.
Thank you. My name is Anita Wills, and I'm with the Oscar Grant Coalition. And I have a grandson who is 14, supposed to be starting high school in Oakland, and he does not want to go. We had to take him out and register him in another city. His brother was killed the 16th, who is my grandson, was killed January the 16th, 2011. He was shot, and the school my grandson was going to was Frick. Every day there was some shooting outside of Frick. Where were these police officers that you guys have inside the school looking at the students? Where were they at when all the shooting was going on outside the school? No arrest. You know, he was traumatized because here, you know, he couldn't come and go. It's not just getting into the school, it's coming and going from the school. And I just don't understand, you know, what mentality is going on here. Inside this Paul Robeson administration building. Do you guys know who Paul Robeson is? What he did, what he stood for? You know, I'm a writer. I've written books about history too. I know a lot about history. And this to me is history repeating itself. It's all racism, it's lynching of young black men. whether it's the school, whether it's on the school grounds, whether it's out in the city of Oakland. It's the same thing. When are you guys going to change it? You're the board, and you're also elected officials, and you don't even seem to care about the fact that you're elected. You can be hired, you can be fired, you can be voted out. That, you know, it just confounds me. It just confounds me. Thank you.
I'm Cephas, Uncle Bobby Johnson. As many of you should know, I'm Oscar Grant's uncle. You know, I stand here, especially with Lori Davis and the community, speaking against this issue concerning this officer being promoted to the position that he's been promoted. And one of the main concerns that I have here is the fact that these children, you know, Tatiana, Oscar Grant's daughter, for one, when she sees police officers, she ducks in fear. We just heard Jabari mention the same thing. He has a son, and his son was fearful of even coming in here because of police officers. And yet, we have an officer who actually committed a murder, was there when the murder occurred, and now being promoted sends a real bad signal to these youngsters and these kids in these schools when they see officers. And we're concerned about them coming to these schools, but yet, with this allowing fear that you're bringing about by allowing this officer to be promoted in the sense that he's being promoted, taints the student's mind to even actually come to school and then fearing these officers. We're looking for an opportunity to bridge the gap between the community and the police officers, and this is not the way to do it. You know, in order to bridge this gap, you have to take consideration the psychological effect that it's having on these kids, these youngsters in our community. And until we address that, we're gonna have major problems. This is a state of emergency right now for youth in our community. And if we don't pay attention and address those issues, especially with the relationship of police officers with our youth, we're gonna have major problems down the road. The city of Oakland School District needs to really shake up and fix this issue and not allow this officer to have this position that he has.
My name is Tracy Bell Borton, and I'm here in solidarity with Lori Davis and the family. And I just would hope that you guys would acknowledge the fact that what has occurred is a wrong for this officer to be in the position that he's in. I am a parent of a 15-year-old, 16-year-old, will be 16 soon. And I'm going to be honest with you, I do not trust the system here as far as for my child to be in high school here. Because of the fact that I already know that there is a pipeline that's been created for our children. That pipeline is a straight pipeline of prison. When we start looking at police officers on our campuses, when you are not at informing and allowing the parents of these children, like myself, when you're not advising us of our rights as parents and what rights we do not have, when you have a judicial system that's already in place for our children, I think it's wrong. I think it is a crime to have people out there with guns in our system, in our school districts, overseeing our children. Like I said, it's a pipeline to prison. What else can be done? We do have community leaders, we have people in the community sitting right here, but we do work every day in order to save our children, because guess what? We know y'all don't, you have your own families. There's other things that you have to take care of, but we want to save our children. What happened to Raheem Brown was a crime. You won't allow it for anybody else. It should not be allowed in our communities. And please, if anything, please, if you look at anything, look at those flyers, look at the boards that show that that's a mother. This is a mother that has had to live and have to come here 2 weeks ago, have to plead with you and to be known, and for it to be known that this, these people are here, it's a crime. If you don't do anything, you guys, I mean, judge.
Thank you very much.
Judge yourselves.
Thank you.
I'm a credit card, I'm a teacher in the Oakland Unified School District. I'm going to be starting in the Bloor this year after being in the district for 20 years. And I'm here in solidarity also with the family of Ronnie Brown. I think, and you've seen me here a lot before, a lot of my fellow teachers who have been outraged by a number of things the district has done, and so it's strange to say I'm shocked. But it was shocking. It was truly shocking. It wasn't exactly shocking that the district didn't fire Fusavat, even though he should have been, because we know that's how these things go. To see him promoted to chief was... It not only immoral, it's something is going on. Something is going on for such a, for something that seems politically stupid, frankly, to do. I mean, why would you do that? Why would you enrage, unless you're trying to deliberately provoke the community that obviously sees that this is completely wrong in the climate where so many other police murders have occurred? A lot of other teachers will be here, and then we've seen a few teachers speak, and I hope that when we come back, and I know there'll be people back, that we'll see a lot more teachers. I have to say that I know that teachers are afraid to speak sometimes to their employer. I was told after I was publicly attacked, actually, by somebody who didn't even know my name, who didn't even know who I was when I introduced myself, somebody from the community who apparently was told to attack me. I was told by a school board member, and she knows who she is, that I call out the school board so I can expect to be called out. So I urge my fellow teachers and others who work for the district to come out and fight this. This shows how dirty and how really hollow the claim is of the district for actually being anti-racist. When we speak out, we usually are speaking out in favor and in support of our students who are largely African American and Latino, and for that we will be attacked too. But I think we need to stand up and we need to call it what it is. Thank you.
Our 45 minutes to this period is up, and I'm just checking with my board colleagues. Do we have these five speakers left? So that would be an extra 10 minutes. Do we have your indulgence on that? If we can keep the speakers to 2 minutes per speaker? Yes?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
We're going to be able to have Raheem Brown Jr.'s mother speak, right?
Yes, go ahead.
I've made an exception so that we can have all the speakers who are standing up now speak during this time and not wait for the end.
My name is Jockey Clearfield. I was put in a boarding school a while ago, so I'm not going to go ahead and just blame this school board in particular. I know that this country has a repetitive history of doing what they do in a bad way. I'm not going to talk about what they did to little and them boys and girls. They do the same thing here. And it's something you need to pay attention to. Y'all have a big responsibility on your hands. And I want to ask you something. What does the Oakland Unified School District Police actually do?
They get paid.
Okay, well now I'm going to turn around to all the people out here, because we are the conscious ones. We're the ones that pay these tax dollars. I was laid off from my job, yet I will still sit here and tell you right now that I'm willing to organize for our youth, for our future, because I know that they don't actually care. I have not been able to accomplish my GED yet, but I am working on that. No thanks to anybody that ever worked in the police department or actually in the school yard that cared about the black and brown community. Okay? But I want to turn to everybody here and let everybody here know that we have the power to shut this system down. We gather and organize all the working class people, all the teachers, all the unions, all these people that want to quit their jobs for the right of the people. They have the power, which is us, human people. Human people. We have that power. And unless we actually do something about it, they will keep on killing us. I turn my back on all them because they have turned their back on us. So I'm standing up here, and I want to say, just like the Panthers did back in the day, all power to the people.
All power to the people.
Thank you very much.
This thing keep on coming up. I'm waiting for him to come up here.
But I just wanted to say, my name is Toussaint Dubois, labor black and brown, shut the city down on police brutality and state repression. Now, I really do feel the sentiment that my brother felt. If y'all can't give this woman who lost her son some justice, then we can't depend on you to give our children education. I'm looking at this sign right here. It says Community School District. It doesn't even spell district right. I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to do like my brother Jackie did and have to turn around to the people right here. To the people right here got the power. And you see it in your eyes when we gather around. You see it in our eyes. You see we're common modern day slaves. If you want to get real with it, so what would the slaves do? The Civil War was not finished. That means that we have to depend on ourselves for not just education, but brother had a good idea. Why don't we get some of these brothers that are community leaders in place of the police? That sounds like a good idea to me.
I'll do it.
Thank you. You know what I'm saying? So right now, we're trying to get together. All of us right here, we see many different community organizations. The problem that we see on the streets today of our youth killing our youth and all up and down the age levels and whatnot, that can actually be solved with organization. The Black Panther Party did it. There was an organization that was an attraction to youth, attraction to young black men. It was a sign of health. It was a sign of vitality that we could defend ourselves in our community. And we could actually provide community schools. We need to revive that. The actual leadership resides in this room. The actual community, we don't need to rely on a board of nobody. We got ourselves. And that's what we need to start doing. Labor black and brown. Shut the city down. We put the board perspective of ILWU needs to get with different unions. Me and my union, every union, any type of organization you got to unite that and bring it together, because we don't need to rely on these people right here. We got ourselves.
Thank you. Yeah.
My name is Jeremy Miller, co-director of Education Non-Incarceration and the Ivor Selly Foundation. 2 weeks ago, we came here. We came here demanding justice for Raheem Brown Jr. in the face of the complete disregard and moral emptiness of this body that was presented on May 25th when, through the voice of Chief Counsel Jacqueline Miner, they said, hey, it was justified. No, it was not. At that time, we made a series of demands. The demands were as follows. Demands were the immediate termination of Barhim Bhatt, the immediate termination of Jonathan Belusa for homicide with malice in the assassination of Raheem Brown Jr. The demand was for the immediate termination of Gary Yee, board president, as executive voice of the governing board of the Oakland Unified School District, and also head of the chair of the ethics committee for this body. And obviously, there is no ethics to this body. In the course of the last week, Officer Bhatt has been promoted to interim chief of school police. Tony Smith, your name was not included in that list because we were giving you the opportunity to show leadership in affecting these community demands. And since you have not but done the opposite, you're on the list. We call for the immediate termination of Superintendent Tony Smith. We are not afraid that you have counsel because we have counsel too. And you want to take it to the courts, we will take it to the courts, and we will make it a demand coming from the courts of law, and your job will be gone, and that's what we're going to have to do. And Sister Jamal K. Hinton Hodge, I have heard that you are a sister that has stood up for right in the past, so I address you directly, and I ask you as a board member to please call for a full session and an open investigation into the assassination of Raheem Brown Jr. immediately. This is the chance we offer you and want to work with you. Thank you. All right.
You all know me. I'm Lori Davis. I'm Raheem Brown's mother. And I think this is a disgrace that you really made Bhatt the chief of the school police. You could have put anyone else up there, but you decided to put a murderer. One that has literally shot my son. You see all the bullet wounds? He shot over the driver after he kept calling him a nigger. And all these other racial slurs. How would you like if your child got shot in the head? more than once. It can happen. Some police officer out there that work for you can just come up just because your child is talking a way that they don't approve of and shoot your child. I bet you would do something then, wouldn't you? So instead, you decide to make Bot the chief. What does that say about all of you who made this decision? You don't care. You cared more about Peter Sarna making a racial slur and him resigning than you do a person's life. My child did not deserve to die. Not at all. His son has to be born without a father. He has a daughter that loves him dearly. But do any of you care? No. So we're going to take this even further. The lawyer is working on the paperwork to make sure that we go to court, to make sure the people that we ask for to get to resign so you can get out of here. Because you're not making the right decisions for the Oakland Unified School District. And the things that you're doing to the children out here in Oakland is a disgrace. We'll be back.
My name is Betty Olson-Jones. I'm the president of the Oakland Education Association, representing the 2,600 educators in this district. I've lived long enough on this earth, on this planet, I grew up overseas, to know that I can't get inside anybody else's head. But when I came back from vacation and found out what had happened, I tried really hard to figure out there's got to be a reason for it. I've asked questions. At best, it's strange behavior. At worst, it's criminal. I know protocols, I know personnel issues, I know being the teachers union president, there are often incidents that happen with teachers and we can't tell any details, we can't say, but perception is everything. And what really grieves me now, right when this happened, right when Raheem Brown was murdered, right about that time there was an incident you may remember at Markham School, where a couple of children, second graders, were apparently having oral sex in the back of the room. And a teacher was disciplined, taken out of the school, the media was there, tried in the media, and it turned out that that teacher wasn't even there that day. But that teacher was tried in the media before anything happened. That teacher remained on administrative leave until June, paid administrative leave. That is such a difference in how you deal, and I've come every other week. And I've seen Lori Davis and her supporters come. And every time I keep asking myself, how can that kind of difference, how can that different treatment, why? And then when I come back from my vacation and find out that the officer involved in the murder had been promoted, I can't imagine that there could even be a logical explanation. If it's a PERB ruling that we have Oakland police officers in the district, then we need to figure out how to undo that ruling. That needs to change. I taught elementary school, and my students came. I had students coming crying because their brother had been shot the day before. Yes. We can't teach when our children don't feel safe emotionally. And Officer Bott may be a lovely person, but this cannot happen. Raheem Brown was murdered, and the perception in the community, I share it.
This is absolute injustice. It's criminal. My name is Jasmine Jazz Monique Hudson. I'm 23 years old. I currently go to Laney College. I'm a poet, a teacher, and a mother. I work at several different schools in Oakland, and I've been teaching and doing peer education since I was 16 years old in the foster care system. And a lot of people have said pretty much the same thing, and so I don't want to come up here and be repetitive. But one thing I want you guys to think about is that I was told that what you pay attention to is what you expect. And like this woman just said before she stepped down, is that when an issue happened in the open public schools around two young children interacting with each other on sexual activities, it was blown up.
And so many things in Oakland get blown up. And there's an epidemic going on right now. And there's more police in our schools housing over our children, our young women, our young men, than there are black teachers. My four-year-old son asked me the other day, Mommy, why are police so mean? Because we were stopped for a light and held for 25 minutes and four police officers to a car, shining the light into my son's eyes and onto me. And he also said, Mommy, why are police so mean? Because last year on August 2nd, I was beat down by BART police for stopping in an AC transit bus zone. And as I screamed and asked for someone to help me, what message are we sending to our community, to our children? I've been teaching and I've lost over 20-something students, and I can no longer count on my hand or my toes how many students I've lost to one-on-one guns. And so the police are here to protect and serve. And like this brother said, we need to organize as a people, but not only as a people. Mama Jamoke, I know you and I respect you for the things that you've done in this community, but we need you guys to organize as well. We are living in the community together. Some of you guys may not, but you're here. And you're speaking on the behalf of our people. On our people, not just black people. People in this community. And there's an attack on black people. This is a cycle. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's clear. It's here. If you respect us as a people, respect us as a community, respect the system, pay attention to this, and thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mr.
Okay. Woo! Yes, yes.